헬로 ERFKMOV.
헬로 에브리바디, as you heard that guy say, this is Epic Gamer Boys
podcast.
Epic Gamer Boys podcast, and thank you for coming by to listen. Today we will be talking about a variety of games, mostly one. I don't know, we both play this game called My Singing Monsters. We'll basically be giving you tips and tricks, easy way to breed things, and
download it! It's free!
It's free and super fun. So today we're gonna talk to you guys about Ethereals. Now Ethereals are super hard to breed and they take like 36 hours, and yeah, there's an Ethereal on the plant, on the cold, on the air, on the water, and on the earth.
Those are all the five, I think, natural islands. Yep. And those are the most important islands.
And if you feed them up to level 15, you can teleport them to your Ethereal island. And they just vibe there, and you can breed them together. And you can get guys like Sox and Wisp and Jelly Belly and Nebulob. They're really cool monsters.
And Kazillion.
I like, there's Gazd. If you're wondering how to get Gazd on the plant, he's an Ethereal. If you're wondering how to get,
like, breed him?
We'll go over how to breed them in a second. Let's first go over all the Ethereals. There's Grompire on the cold. There is Rebro on the air. Geode on the water, which my bro over here got a couple days ago.
Yep.
Humbug on the earth, and that's all of them. So, how you're going to breed these monsters is you're going to take the four element on that island and breed it with any of the three elements. So, yeah. How I bred Gash, for example, I bred my Emprat and my Bogart.
I did the same. But all the ones you could do, I have their page set up.
Bogart, like we just said.
Emprat and Clamble.
Emprat and Pummel, and Emprat and T-Rox. Now, I lied to you guys. I actually use Emprat and T-Rox because it's the easiest one to do, because a T-Rox is the shortest of all the three elements. It only takes 8 hours. So, if you don't get it, then you can just wait 8 hours instead of the 12 that any of the other three elements have. And if you get an Emprat, then you're just unlucky. And on Grompire, on the cold, same thing. Once again, none of the three elements on the cold take only 8. T-Rox is the only three element in the game that do. So how I'm trying to breed Grompire is Deej and Kongol. And like I said, I use Deej and Spoons or Thumbies to bring Grompire on the cold. Haven't got him yet. Still trying. And on the air island, I do usually Scups and Riff. Should be doing T-Rox and Riff. Once again, because we have the failed thing, but I just got T-Rox, actually. So, yeah, on the water island.
For Geode, I already have her. So I used Shellabeat, and I didn't use it, but you could use Shellabeat and Spoonge, Shellabeat and Pummel, so Shellabeat and Scups. But what I used, I got it on my fifth try with all my torches lit. Torches give you like an extra boost of a chance to get them. I used Shellabeat and Reedling. That is your best bet. Probably not, because it takes 12 hours for Reedling, but that's how I got him.
And also, there's no other one that on the water island that takes less than 12, so it's the only one that you could do that would. It's the only basically way. And all the rares of the Ethereals, just do it again when they're out. Oh, sorry, forgot about the Earth Island. Sorry, Earth Island. Humbug, you get him by breeding Corstra, any three element. You can see what elements each person has in the breeding section or in the market. Both are good ways to find it out, but yeah, once you get them to level 15, you will
slap them to Ethereal Island.
Yeah, and we'll actually have that song be our outro. It's your lucky day. So yeah, I guess it is time for the outro.
Thank you for listening, everybody. See you next time on Epic Gamer Boys.
Sorry for the terrible quality of microphone.
Yeah, we need to get a new one. Well, still, thank you for listening.